Tapping for Miracles with Margaret Lynch. Class 6, the sixth chakra.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is the sixth class for Tapping for Miracles. And as you know, in every one of these classes, we start out by talking about the chakra. This week is the sixth chakra. And I've been talking about Deepak Chopra and his book, How to Know God. But most of our focus around the chakra comes from the work of Rhys Thomas, who is my partner and the founder and director of the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. So I just dragged him into my office so he could say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And what are you up to today, Rhys? What are you creating? What miracles are you creating?
I'm getting ready for fourth chakra weekend. We go a little slower than you go. So we're only up to the fourth chakra. So school, we're working on transitioning from the individual self in the third chakra up to sharing that amazing individual self with people in the fourth chakra.
Very nice. And so Rhys is referring to his school, which is the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, which is here in Massachusetts, that you have to attend live and in person 6 weekends a year for each of the 3-year programs. So thank you, Rhys, because we are really enjoying all of your chakra comments. And I'm going to unmute everybody for a second. If anyone wants to just shout out hello to Rhys. Okay, everyone is unmuted.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you, everybody.
Hello from France.
Hello.
Hello from Bulgaria.
Hello.
Hello from New York.
Wow. Yep, there's about over 100 people in this class, not all on the phone at once, but we have a lot of countries represented, so it's wonderful to have all of you here. And I just wanted Rhys to come in person for a minute, since so much of what we're doing is triggered from his material. So, thank you.
And good luck today. Being able to see miracles is one of the most fantastic parts of miracles. Sometimes the other chakras aren't as fun as the sixth chakra. In the sixth chakra, you actually get to see them happen.
So
enjoy.
Okay, bye, Rhys. So I'm going to mute everybody again, and we're going to start off the class talking about the sixth chakra and what it means for miracles. And Rhys already said it, you know, it's really seeing miracles. And so we've talked a lot about Deepak Chopra's book, How to Know God, which is the 7 levels of spirituality. And when you get to the sixth level, which is the sixth chakra level, he says this is the level of the God of miracles. And it's where we become miracle workers. It's also where Marianne Williams says in her book with Return to Love, which is reflections on the principles of the Course in Miracles. She says that, and it, to me, this sounds very much like talking about the sixth chakra. Sometimes a miracle is a change in material conditions, like a physical healing, but at other times it's psychological or emotional change. It's a shift not so much in an objective situation, although that often occurs, but a shift in how we see and perceive a situation. She says, a miracle is not the rearrangement of the figures in our life, which is often, I know sometimes I've asked for a miracle of certain people to disappear. A miracle is our awakening from the dream of our life. And so she says that in A Course in Miracles, that's why they say the greatest tool for changing the world is our capacity to change our mind about how we see the world. She says it's a human decision to choose love instead of fear, but the radical shift that happens when we do that produces in every dimension of our life gifts from God, actual miracles, intercessions on our behalf. She also says that miracles themselves occur like an invisible force that emanates from us when our conscious intention is to give and receive and be deserving of love. I like that idea that it's just invisible. Miracles happen because of an effect of an invisible force that emanates from us. So we're going to take a look at some of that today. As I look at the sixth chakra, and this is really the way Rees teaches the sixth chakra, because people have been learning the chakras know that it's the third eye, so it's the center of the forehead. It's called psychic sight. But what Rees says is that the point of that psychic sight is really to see how we fit in the world. And so in the third chakra, we're revealed that we are a miracle. We are revealed to be an incredible, one-of-the-kind, unique person. And so in the sixth chakra, you see how that unique nature, your uniqueness, impacts the world around you. The sixth chakra, you see from a higher perspective how important your uniqueness, your contribution to the world truly is. Carolyn Mace says that the sixth chakra is where we carry and hold the belief, I manifest my reality. And she says, do you really believe I manifest my reality? And I think this is so interesting because it's where we hold our belief and it's where we see. And seeing and believing are always very connected. People always say, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, or seeing something is believing it. When we see a miracle, we will believe in a miracle. But what if before seeing and believing is actually believing? So when we see it, we believe it. But before we see, before we look at the world, before when we open our eyes and we're about to have an image come through, before that, believing is actually driving our seeing. And so what we see, we've actually made a vow to see the world that way. And then that reinforces what we believe. So there's this really interesting connection on seeing and believing miracles happen. I manifest my reality supported by miraculous support, intercession, people, circumstances, everything the divine is giving to me. And so when we talked about the goal of this class being the three things affecting your vibrational match to miracle, the first one that I laid out was belief, that there are infinite resources that the divine has for you. Secondly, faith, that you are personally seen and supported with those resources by a benevolent God. And three, feeling and believing in our unique nature and the worthiness of that. So in the sixth chakra, we actually see how all of that unfolds in a picture. Rees says that to gaze upon an open sixth chakra is to see the flash of intuition, like a twinkling star in the night sky that brings clarity and meaning to your life and your place in the world. When you see yourself from that 20,000 foot view, the eagle's eye view, you're seeing from the sixth chakra. And so we're going to do an exercise where we're going to go to that eagle's eye view. Because what we want to see there, he says, notice your unique talents and skills, support and radiate out in every direction. And this is where we see how the unique nature that we have impacts the world and is important to the entire world. But, as we always have a but in these classes, the vows, the negative vows at the sixth chakra become the vows to see the world, which means that's my belief and my see are related, see the world through a filter of my lower chakra vows, through my fears, through my belief system, which came from my tribe. So when we look out at the world and we look out at whether or not there's miracles happening or infinite possibility is real, when we see that, we're not actually seeing what's there. We're seeing only what we've vowed to see based on the lower chakras. And so I mentioned in the last class with the fifth chakra that as we get up here to the fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra, we're basically filtering through all the wounds and the vows of the lower chakra, which is why it's so important to continue to do lower chakra clearing, because that's where all of our stuff is. And so I'm going to walk through some of these while we're going to do a little process to sort of visualize that. Okay. So here's what I want everyone to do to start this exercise. I want you to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes, because we're going to be visualizing here. Okay, we're going to use your sixth chakra to paint a picture for you. Okay, because I also believe that the miracle at the sixth chakra is seeing miracles, but I also believe that the miracle of the sixth chakra is the miracle of consciousness, the miracle of enlightenment. When I walk through this exercise with you and you see and have these moments of consciousness, you remember sixth chakra is where we have that flash of insight. When you see that, that's where we actually see, I am manifesting my life, but I'm manifesting it partly from my negative vows. Okay, so I want you to picture yourself just like you're an eagle flying overhead. You're looking down and you're seeing yourself standing there. And I want you to surround yourself with the conditions of life and the world as you see it. And so fill in some people. Maybe it's people in your family or people that you work with. And then a little further out from you in those relationships, I want you to let your mind paint a picture of the world so that we can draw on this picture. And so at the first chakra, we learned that for many of us, what we saw, what we experienced, what was built into our belief system was a world of limitation, that you can only get so far, that money is scarce, that poverty is more real than abundance, that working really hard brings very little money. All sorts of things that we were programmed in at the first chakra. So as those programs bubble up to the sixth chakra, there is a vow at the sixth chakra to see the world through that paradigm. So I want you to look at yourself in this picture and now surround yourself with the things that you see in the world that reflect that picture. When you see the world, do you see more scarcity than evidence of abundance? Do you see how you've worked really hard but haven't earned enough? Do you see opportunities everywhere that just tend to limit you, to keep you stuck? There you are working hard and the money is coming in like a trickle. Or do you see that the world is not a safe place? And so everywhere you look, you see miraculous numbers of opportunities that will not be safe for you. And beyond that is an entire world that you cannot see. So I want you to imagine that you're looking at this picture and you're seeing yourself surrounded by these conditions that came from the first chakra, your family paradigm. And all around you are these little grayed out areas, almost like on television where they pixelate something so you can't actually see what's there, someone's face or a logo or someone's nudity. They pixelate it. So there's like a blind spot in the page, in the picture. So I want you to imagine that you're seeing the world this way, but all around you are blind spots, these pixelated areas that contain something that you actually can't see because you made a vow, an unconscious vow, to see the world filtered through this paradigm. And just notice how many of those pixelated areas are there. Those represent opportunities, gifts, miracles, hunks of money that were there, but you could not see them. And now I know all of you have been exposed to law of attraction. So I want you all to see yourself in a moment where you were learning about law of attraction. For some of us, it was the first time we really started to process it and think about it. And in that moment, you had a shift. There was a moment in learning law of attraction where you felt like you opened up and you saw, oh my God, this is really real. There is infinite possibility. I can visualize and imagine and be positive, and things are going to be attracted to me. And then something happened, didn't it? Something showed up, because out of one of those blocked, pixelated areas, pop, something appeared. Something that you did not see before, did not expect, can't even imagine how it showed up. Money appeared. A gift appeared. Support appeared. A person appeared and said, can I help you with that? Something happened when you went through that shift of law of attraction. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, we're not often able to hang on to that level of belief. But in that moment of openness, when you said, what if there's more beyond what I've been seeing and believing? Something popped in, didn't it? I think is really, really neat to see. And so we're going to move to the second chakra. And so second chakra, if you made a vow, a second chakra vow, to not feel and express and have your deepest, truest needs and desires, then you made a vow to see and believe that the world, the universe, the divine does not meet your needs, will not meet your deepest needs. And so what you vowed to see is all the ways and means the universe is sending you, the people, the circumstances that negate your needs, that don't support you, that will not treat you in the way you want to be treated, that will not nurture you, that will not love you, that will not just show up and help you with something. So I want you to see that with your sixth chakra. There you are in this picture again. And now you're looking out at the world with your sixth chakra from this vow. And all around you are these blind spot areas, grayed out areas, gifts from the universe, support from the universe, nurturing through other people from the universe, from the divine. Moments of peace, rest, all around you, but you can't see them. Because that's how the world was. That's what got programmed into your second chakra, and you made a vow. The world is not going to meet my needs, my deepest needs, my feeling needs, my nurture needs. So I'm not going to have those needs. So at the sixth chakra, the vow is to see the world as uncaring and unsupportive. So I just want you to see with your sixth chakra, and the way it can give you a moment of consciousness on this, how that works. How the way you're seeing the world based on these vows is graying out all sorts of areas that you just don't get to see and embrace. And now I want you to go up to a time, because I know there had to be one, when you finally, something happened where you had to finally say, oh my God, I really need support. You got the flu or circumstances in your life, or you got some kind of illness, or something happened where you finally had to be vulnerable for a second and say, I need help. I need support. I really want love. I need some compassion. And something happened, didn't it? One of those blind spots popped into reality and someone was there because you asked. And in that moment of asking and opening to receive, you were able to see and perceive the support that's there. This is how powerful our sixth chakra is, because we are a people that lives in the mind field and we only believe what we see. But behind what we see is a belief. Okay, third chakra. There you are in this picture. And I want you to tune into the third chakra negative vows. Based on, I am not a miracle. So the vow to stay small, to stay invisible, to only serve, to never quite carry my power, to keep it withheld, and to be someone who's appropriate, someone who's more perfect. And see from that 20,000 view how you, up at your sixth chakra, this became the vow to only see evidence coming back to me that I am small, that I am not a miracle, that I am here to serve other people and take scraps. That what you could see were a miraculous number of opportunities to stand quietly in the background. Those were the opportunities that you saw clearly, but all around you are these blind spots, areas that you vowed not to see. And in those blind spots was people in the universe shouting at you, you are a miracle. You are awesome. You are unbelievable. The world needs what you have. I need what you have. And I want you to see again that there's been a moment in your life where you had some kind of an opening, some kind of a step up. And sometimes it came from the support of somebody else, or you tapping and breaking through this little wall of fear, and you stood up and did something that was bigger and more miraculous. And that there was a time, I know there's been at least one, where somebody validated you and said, you are a freaking miracle. And so in that moment of suspending belief about yourself and pushing through that wall of fear and saying, maybe I can do it, oh my God, the universe pop had had all of this resource there, and you were finally able to see one pop into reality and receive it. And so, fourth chakra, the vows that you may have made to be perfect, which means I don't deserve yet. I have to prove and earn and strive and be perfectly something. Then I'm lovable, then I'm forgivable, then I deserve. And so from that vow, you look out through your sixth chakra, how does the world look? Miraculous numbers of opportunities for someone to criticize you. To be criticized, to be afraid of being criticized, to be told, I don't think you did it good enough. And so in using the sixth chakra this way, the miracle of consciousness is taking this moment of consciousness and saying, I really have manifested my reality, but I've been doing it partly unconscious. And so this vow comes up to the sixth chakra, and we see criticism and imperfection and judgment everywhere. And we fear it, and we battle it, and we experience it, and we tap about it, but that's what we see. And again, all around you in this picture are blank spots, grayed out areas that you vowed not to see of deep, loving acceptance, honoring all of these people and opportunities and moments and divine interventions to remind you and shout at you and tell you, you are absolutely perfectly loving and acceptable and a brilliant star the way you are right now. You are forgivable. You are lovable. And I want you to see again that there's probably been a time in your life where something really kicked your ass. Where you had a dark night of the soul. From that place, something in your heart opened and you turned up to the divine and said, please forgive me or love me or help me or something. Or you tapped on your self-judgment, your inner critic, or how you thought other people were criticizing you. And in that moment, your heart opened and you felt compassion rush in. And you looked back at your life and said, oh my God, I feel so much more compassionate towards myself. And in that moment, the miracles that the world has been sending you, that the divine has had for you, the infinite abundance of people and opportunities to project love at you, you actually saw one and let it be real, and it popped into reality the moment you were open to it. And sometimes people have said to me, and it was there all along. It was there all along, and I could never let it in. And now finally, I just want you to look at this picture and see your voice coming out of your body. Just a pure vibration of your voice. And we learned last week that in our voice, all of our chakras speak and all of our vows speak. We speak the truth of our programming, of our wounds, our fears, our vows. And so I just want you to see how that voice from with your sixth chakra, how that voice comes out of you and has spoken the truth of some of your fears, limitations, your programmed belief systems, your paradigms. And in that voice, you've created yourself in the minds of other people with those limits and vows and fears. And I want you to see how all of that playing in your voice, which is actually the fifth chakra, the manifestation channel, triggers manifestation, both in yourself, in other people, and in the world. And so we see how we were manifesting, again, consciously see how we truly have manifested our reality and all of the miraculous in our life by the very way we use our fifth chakra. Whether we speak the truth of our absolute brilliance, our true needs, our deepest desires, or whether we are speaking the truth of our fears, of playing it small, of limitation in the world. And see how that voice goes out and affects other people and affects the world. And remember a time that you have maybe heard someone speak, someone very inspirational, or taken a class or read a book, and for a while you started to change the way you spoke. Maybe after last class, where we chose some new ways of speaking about the world. And that really started to create different things. It started to create new things, and you could actually see them and see, wow, that happened as a chain reaction because of the things that I have been saying. I inspired someone, or I healed someone, or I got an opportunity to do something because of what came through my voice, my enthusiasm, my joy, my brilliance, my incredible depth of feeling. And so I just want you to see that picture with your sixth chakra. And I'm going to let you unmute and give me some feedback on any of them that were particularly strong for you. And then we're going to do some kind of consciousness level tapping about what we've been vowing to see with our sixth chakra so that we can start to open that up. You know, Carolyn Mace says, we start to see how random, seemingly random events and meetings and circumstances, both positive and negative in our life, are actually part of a life script that gives us countless opportunities to transform, countless opportunities for spiritual transformation. That's pretty cool, sixth chakra. And that is truly the definition of looking back at your life with consciousness. And so to me, this class is about the two parts. It's about opening up our sixth chakra to see the world as it is, which is unfolding with miraculous things in every moment. Instead of, as Reese says, instead of seeing the world as I think I am, right? Seeing the world as it is, not as I am. And also the miracle of consciousness, of using our sixth chakra to see so that we can believe, I really do manifest my reality, and this is how I've been doing it. It hasn't been a pretty picture. There's things I want to change, but I actually have manifested my reality. And even though there's a lot of things in this picture we don't like, seeing is believing. So if I see how I've manifested my reality with this process I just walked you through, then I start to really believe I really do manifest my reality. So what do I want to see in the world? How do I want to filter my view? Do I really want to filter the world through what my parents' truth was? Do I really want to filter the world through trauma and pain and wounds that I got when I was under the age of 10, under the age of 20? And so that is truly the miracle of consciousness. Okay, so we'll take some, I'm going to take some feedback. So you can star 7 if you want to give some feedback on that, on any of these, the pictures in the different chakras that really hit you or really gave you, you know, a 6th chakra moment of consciousness, like a sparkling moment of insight.
Margaret?
Yes.
All of those held all kinds of parts that were recognizable, but the really big one was the 4th chakra, the criticism and judgment. For years been listening to people tell me that I am amazing and what I do is really good and, you know, all these things, but I couldn't hear it at all. And what I realized, it was very obvious from what you said, is that it was pretty much coming from within me, but I was also setting up opportunities where I would take a job and I could not be good enough at it. The person would tell me, you know, there's judgment. It's not quite, you didn't do it good enough.
Right. I want you to look at that and go, oh my God, am I powerful. I manifested an unbelievable stream of people and jobs and opportunities for me to live out that truth. It's unbelievable how powerful we are. But yes, while that's your issue, all the people who are saying, you are awesome, you're like, And then the one person who says, you could have done better, all your attention, energy, focus, sight focuses on that one person. And we take them home with us and we're thinking about it because they're on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We will filter the world for the negative. I sort for the negative. That's what you do. Okay. And so what about all those wonderful people whose heart felt you are unbelievable, who basically got brushed aside, right?
Yeah.
They, those wonderful people who told you with sincerity from their belief in their life experience, you have to understand you're really good. You're really, really good at this. You have something special. You're like, yeah, whatever. It's really quite shocking.
It is.
That is very inconsiderate of you, ma'am. Okay, good. Yeah, the fourth one is it's a big one, especially if you are a knowledgeable achiever or a super achiever. That's the 4th chakra vow is going to be a big one. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Aha moments from that process? And I'm curious if people saw the way they impact the whole world. Because at the 6th chakra, we see ourselves and we see how necessary our contribution is in the world.
Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
I related to, I think it's the 4th chakra also in the sense of how I made a vow to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I see how I set up myself for failure, meaning if I did not feel perfect enough for my, as a performing artist or for my healing practice, then I wouldn't allow myself to succeed and to thrive in the way that I want it.
Yeah. Another way you can look at it is, and this is a process I've done in other classes, where if you were to imagine a beautiful, beautiful glass lens, and in that glass lens, you can see everything. You see, this glass lens would show you the truth, okay? You'd practically touch the mind of the divine with this glass lens if you could see all the way through it. But when we've made a vow to be perfect, that means I'm actually not perfect and I should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to imagine you take this beautiful lens And through it, you could see a picture of yourself and your energy, your entire energy system there. And what you've done with that vow is you've taken a big black magic marker and you have blocked out whole sections of that lens. Not going to see that. There's my perfection. I'm not going to see it. And then you've taken other sections of that lens and you've just taken the black and just rubbed it in so it's distorted. So I'll see this in myself, but I'm going to see a distorted view of it. So with our sixth chakra, we've decided I'm not going to see these parts of me. I'm not going to see them. I'm not going to see my miraculous nature. And I'm going to distort these other parts. So I'll go, that's pretty good, but it's not up to this standard. So I'm going to see it in a distorted way. Okay, so clearing away, and that's why the sixth chakra is where we have these big moments of insight and consciousness. What if I could clear that away, even just for like a second? What if I could clear that away and see myself as absolute, a piece of the divine perfection? Just for a second.
What if I could? My question also was, you know how you said we have this filter for the negative or what we see as negative? It's like, what if I had that filter, which is the same thing as what you're talking about, the lens, that filter for the positive?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where, you know, that's what it means in this class, seeing miracles. As Carolyn May says, even the things that seem positive and negative, is seeing it as this is part of a miraculous script unfolding.
This is part of the perfection.
Yeah. I can't see it now. It looks in my, I'm feeling it running through my belief system and it feels crappy. Okay. And so I'm just going to honor that. But my sixth chakra can say, just like we say to other people, like, oh, you can look at the bright side. My sixth chakra, even just for a few seconds, is going to go to this place where it says, I'm so curious about how this is a miracle unfolding. And I'm going to look for the miracle unfolding in this. I'm going to put on my spectacles and I am going to search high and low for the miracle that's unfolding in this. Because there's got to be one. Right? The belief comes before the seeing, and then the seeing leads to the belief again.
Got it. Thank you, Margaret.
Right. Now, you know, remember that this isn't, it's hard to live. We can't live every moment of every day at this level of vision, of belief. I have moments where I really feel and believe concurrently, I manifest my reality. And then I have other moments where I can't hold on to that. Right, where it doesn't feel as true. And so it's okay to know that if I just get a moment of this, it's so powerful up at these upper chakras that that can transform my life. And a miracle is something that is transformative. So if I can hold this vibration even just for a few minutes every day, I get to see miracles. So it's okay that we don't get to, that we don't live there all the time, right?
I mean, 100% of the time, 100%.
You would be, that's right? That's the Buddha. That's the enlightened master, right? That is Buddha. So I am very happy to live mostly down here at my second chakra because I'm human and have moments of an open sixth chakra.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, good. So was there anyone else waiting to comment? Because we're going to do some tapping. Okay, yeah, I don't see anybody else. Okay, so we're going to do some tapping for the sixth chakra. Okay, I'm actually going to mute you too, Joan, there, so in case there's any noise in the background. Okay, and so karate chat point. Even though I made the sixth chakra vow, to see the world in a limited way, to see evidence everywhere that fits my vows. Evidence everywhere that fits my wounds. To see evidence everywhere that fits my fears. I totally honor my sixth chakra. I totally honor this moment of consciousness because I see it all unfolding. I see from above my life how I have manifested my reality. Even though I have these filters over my sixth chakra, filters that do not let me see miracles of love, miracles of support, miracles of compassion, miracles of money. I forgive myself for that. I honor this moment of consciousness. And I can never go back to the old way. Because I see, I truly manifest my reality. I manifest what I see. I forgive myself for having all of these filters because I see I've been doing my best. And I'm open to clearing and healing my beautiful sixth chakra, which is a beautiful lens through which I see the infinite. I'm tapping through the points. There I stood in my first chakra vows to see scarcity, limitation, a dangerous world, a world of lack. I'm open to clearing that first chakra vow so I can see a world of opportunities, miracles of money, miracles in my relationships, miracles in my health. I see myself in my second chakra vows to never honor and ask for my real needs, my deep desires, my secret wants, to believe that the universe and other people will never meet them. So I vow to see the world, even the divine, as unsupportive, not nurturing, and all about striving and struggle. I'm open to healing these second chakra vows, clearing them from my sixth chakra so I can see all the miraculous pieces of support, validation, love, and affection that the universe is always sending me. When I can't see them, I block them. There I am in my third chakra vows, believing that I'm not a miracle. Vowing to stay hidden, small, serving, taking scraps. And seeing the world full of millions of opportunities to stay invisible, play it small, and only give and be handed scraps. I'm open to clearing this third chakra conflict, clearing it from my sixth chakra so that I can see the miracle that I have to give the world and how much the entire world needs, absolutely needs my miracle, my unique gifts. I'm open to seeing how truly important they are for the transformation of the entire world. There I am in my fourth chakra vows to not really be deserving until I'm perfect. A vow to always prove and earn my deserving by being perfect, better, smarter, stronger. So I vowed to see a critic on every corner, unforgiven, judgmental people. I vowed to judge myself and see with sparkling clarity everything in me that's not fixed yet. I would love to clear this away from my sixth chakra and instead see myself as eternally perfect and deserving, eternally loving, instead see myself as already there, lovable, deserving, and perfect. There I am using my fifth chakra, manifesting reality inside of me and out in the world based on my vows. I can see now with my beautiful sixth chakra how that vibration has come out into the world and manifested the limitation, the paradigm, the people that matched my old vows. I totally honor all of this muck blocking my sixth chakra, distorting and limiting my sixth chakra. I honor it, I bless it, I forgive it. And for a few moments, I'm clearing it away and letting myself see the world as it is, full of infinite miracles, full of infinite support, personally intended for me. See that at my doorstep is being delivered miracles in every moment. To see with consciousness how I manifest my reality based on my beliefs, which are based on what I've seen, which is based on my beliefs. I totally honor my beautiful sixth chakra. And I'm open to seeing the world as it is, alive and fresh and new in every moment, loving, supportive, and abundant in every moment, to see the divine as loving, forgiving, miraculous, compassionate in every moment. And take a nice deep breath. That was a long tapping round. Okay. And I want you to go back to this picture. And I want you to see yourself again. And now I want you to just put around you your people, the people that you work with, the people in your life, your friends, your family. And now I want you to allow your sixth chakra, just for a minute, to show you how miraculous you really are. The one-of-a-kind, unique nature that is you. And then let your sixth chakra scan the entire planet, because it can do that in an instant, and recognize there is nobody on this planet like me. And with your sixth chakra, you could even scan the planet all the way back to the beginning of time. And you would discover there has been no one on this planet like me. And your sixth chakra, with your imagination, could scan forward in time. And again, show you with sparkling clarity, there will never be anyone who feels like me, thinks like me, acts like me, wants like me, thinks like me, has my gifts. Just notice how if you're open to it, your sixth chakra will reveal it. And now I want you to see the connections between you and all of the people that you touch, whether it's just in your personal relationships, but also in your work, in your career, in what you do. And see how the world needs your contribution. How what you have, your unique one-of-a-kind nature, impacts the world around you. So I want you to see how you expand out and that touches other people. You've decided to put a filter on how big you'll see that impact, how important you'll see yourself. But let your sixth chakra just show you for a second. How do you impact the world around you? How important is your contribution? And so this is a place to revisit with your sixth chakra. Seeing yourself in the world, how you fit and how important you and your contribution truly are in the bigger picture. And sometimes your sixth chakra will paint you a picture of where you're going. And I know some people are probably already seeing, like, oh my God, I'm doing something I've never done before. It will show you where you're going. And as Reese says, it will also show you if you're in a place and surrounded by people that you do not belong. And if you see with your sixth chakra, I don't belong here, and you don't pick up your stuff and leave, your sixth chakra will kick your butt. It is not going to feel good because that is what it shows us, how you fit in the world, and it will also show you if you're somewhere you don't belong. That's a psychic hit that says, I got to pick up my stuff and go. Okay, so any feedback on seeing that positive picture? And just notice if there's any color to it. Sometimes there's a color to our energy. And then we're going to be moving on to the blessing with Joan for the sixth chakra. Ooh.
Margaret?
Yes.
It took all the way until you said, you got to, I think it was in the fifth chakra, and you said, that I have to fix myself. As soon as you said that, I got it. I got the whole thing and what I've been trying to do to fix myself and not seeing who I was.
Yeah.
It just, I've been bawling through the whole thing. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It really got me hard. And when my contribution, I just went, it's magnificent. That's the first word that came to me. And then I saw myself in my job and I went, it's too small. The job is too small for me and who I am.
Yeah.
Which I've been kind of seeing because of something that came to me. Just a mention of, I don't know how to explain this. I read something from a person who was doing tapping and they said, they realized that they were too big. The place that they were working in, they were bumping their head and they couldn't move around. And they realized they were too big for that space. And I cannot even stand up straight in the place where I work.
Oh, my God. Talk about a metaphor.
And I've seen that for a long time, but I couldn't let go of it.
Yeah, it's like your energy is like, you know, I like my information to be really first chakra. I don't even need a metaphor. I want, you know, it's like you physically can't stand up straight.
Right.
Right, which standing up straight with our back straight is the stance of courage. Right?
It is. Oh.
It puts our body literally in the energetic state of courage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Courage is a big thing for me. Instead of seeing fear, I've been putting courage. I have courage into all of my tapping, all of my stuff lately. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, it's eye-opening when we realize I actually made a vow to see all the things about myself that still need to be fixed. Wow. Again, it's just like when the people saying, you know, you're great at what you do, you're awesome, this is wonderful, and you're like, yeah, you know, whatever, because we're too busy focused on the things that we've decided, right, based on our family and our first chakra and our second chakra stuff is not right yet, right?
Margaret?
Yeah.
One of the decisions I made was that I was wrong. And I've seen how that has played in my life in the sense of the fear that I had of what if I'm wrong and I'm making a mistake in the way that I want to help people or in the way that I want to live my life. And so this morning I was tapping about that in the sense of what if I was not wrong and what if I was never wrong, and some other things came up, but I am amazed and excited to see how in tune I am and how I am seeing that I'm on the right path, because this is what we're tapping right now about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, 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 I am on the right track, on my right path.
You know, sometimes we can look at it when we and say, well, what if I'm wrong like 10% of the time? Mm-hmm. What if? What if that's okay? You know, what if I have an off hit or an off moment or something, you know, but what if it's like 5% of the time and I'm spending a massive amount of energy worrying about it?
Uh-huh.
Right. What if any time that I used to say I was wrong or I made a mistake, that is how I evolve. You know, like uh-huh. Carolyn May says, things that have happened in my life that are positive and negative that are from a 20,000 foot view, mistakes or errors that I made or things that I was off on, from a 20 foot view, that was part of the script of my life that was bringing me to consciousness. And sometimes there's a higher calling. You know, Abraham Hicks says the eternal part of you has been calling you for longer. That calling is so strong that we kick our own asses and we do something that's, you know, a crazy thing. And so we really have to learn a big lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's all part of our journey to consciousness. Right. And the sixth chakra is something that lets you have that moment of consciousness and go, oh, that's how I do it. That's how I literally manifest my reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful.
I actually wanted to share you just one more thing.
Yes.
Because I was tapping also about this morning in regards to what if I knew that God is supporting me in everything I do, in all my thoughts, and I got the realization, the insight, oh my goodness, if God is supporting me in all of my thoughts, it is supporting me, as we learned in this class, it's supporting me on the thoughts that I consider positive and on the thoughts that I'm considering negative, in the sense that I am supported and I have been supported, but I had all this mumbo jumbo going on.
Right. Yeah, you know, as we get, you know, as Deepak Chopra teaches, we get to these upper levels, we have moments of access to these upper levels, we get beyond the duality of right or wrong. And it's all this light, you know, script of our life that's bringing us to consciousness. We get beyond saying my lower self is evil and my higher self is spiritual and that impulse is wrong and this thought is bad. And just looking at it in a more neutral stance. Right?
It's all divine perfection.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that there's not going to be times when you're really wrestling with a moral decision down in your second chakra and making a choice that has consequences and you learn from it. But as we come up from the sixth chakra, that's the gift that makes us human, is being able to see with consciousness, oh, even my bad choices had a divinity to them.
Right?
Thank you. Nice. Okay, so I'm going to mute everybody again, and we're going to move on, and Joan is going to do our beautiful blessing. So I'm going to unmute you there, Joan, for the sixth chakra today, and appreciate everyone's had wonderful, overwhelming feedback about Joan and the blessings and how it's really supported kind of the deeper work that we've done in this class and the moments of consciousness that we've experienced in this class that have also triggered a lot of emotion. And Joan is a spirit-guided energy healer, and she is going to do an energy healing, which for her feels like a blessing of the sixth chakra. And so all you have to do is follow along the energy with her, as she says, and she invites you to enjoy this blessing and receive the blessing. And you can do that just by having an attitude or a feeling in you of yes, this is, I want to receive this blessing. Or you can just kind of listen along out of curiosity. It's whatever you feel comfortable. There's no right or wrong way to receive a healing or a blessing. So that being said, I will let you start right up there, Joan, and I'm going to mute because I love your blessings. And my sixth chakra is ready.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I'm absolutely delighted. It's a huge honor for me to be here and do this blessing. It just makes my heart sing so beautiful for me. And I thank you all for your feedback. And I'm so happy that it's touching your lives and helping you along your journey. So let's begin and sit in a comfortable position and take some deep breaths. So inhale through your nose. Hold the breath and then release through your mouth. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Holding the breath and release through your mouth. And one more. Inhale and release. And relax. Infinite Spirit God of love and light, I ask that you bring your golden healing light all around us and close the circle in protection and love beneath our feet. And we call upon the God of our understanding, all of our guardian angels, master saints and prophets, all kind and benevolent sources of help on this, in this universe, to draw close to us now as we share this energy blessing, to include all those who will listen to this recording in future time. I invite you now to see this beautiful golden healing white light surround you. See it swirl all around you and form a brilliant ball of light above your head. Now see this ball of light enter your body through your crown chakra and see it float gently downwards through your body, safely and gently, to rest at the base of your spine, blending with the beautiful red light of your first chakra. Now bring your awareness into your body, grounding. Know that no matter what has happened in your life up until this present moment, it is over now, and you are truly safe. Let go of all your fears and anxiety and rest in the loving arms of your soul. You are welcome here. You are divinely supported. Allow your trust to be restored once again. You are okay in this moment, just the way you are. And say these words with me. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Allow this truth to permeate your whole body. See the miracle of who you are. Feel your aliveness of trust and faith in yourself raise up and move with this golden ball of white light. Upwards, moving upwards, coming to rest at your sacral chakra, blending with the orange light. Now allow yourself to deeply feel your feelings, your needs, your desires, and know that you matter. You make a difference here in this world. Step into the miracle of who you are. Now see this energy of honoring you rise up through you to create and be all that you are in the world and all you are meant to be. You are a treasure. And say with me these words: I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. And once again allow this beautiful golden healing light to move upwards and merge with the yellow light at your third chakra. And rest here for a while, going within. And find that special place within you that is peaceful and free. You are a miracle of love. Let your light shine. You are a piece of the divine. There is only one of you in the whole world. In this quiet sanctuary of peace, connect with yourself and make a choice today to be who you are in the world from this moment on. Feel your inner peace and say these words with me: I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. As we bring this powerful energy upward with the golden healing white light, allow it to move upwards and rest in your heart chakra. See your heart chakra open and bathe in the arms of your soul's love. Making a space for forgiveness and compassion, allowing that forgiveness to flow out and flow back into our hearts. See love flow out and flow back. And say these words with me: I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Now bringing this energy upward with the golden healing light, and allow it to move upwards and rest at your throat chakra, blending with the blue light. Let us say yes. It is okay for you to speak the truth of who you are to the world. Feel the power of your voice. Let this energy move up and out. Honoring yourself, recognizing your own divinity. Feel your confidence grow as you straighten your spine and say these words with me. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Bringing this energy upward with the ball of golden healing light and blending with the indigo light at the third eye chakra in the center of your forehead. Now see this ball of golden healing white light release a tiny droplet of light into your third eye chakra, awakening your consciousness, opening up your chakra, allowing yourself the space to see yourself and the miracle of who you are, aligned with the divine, seeing clearly where you belong in the world, and seeing from this higher perspective how important the gift of who you are and what you bring to the world really is. You have a unique contribution and the world can benefit from you. The world needs you now. Let us say these words together. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Now allow this droplet of awareness that has awakened your consciousness and refreshed and enlivened you to ripple out around you through your auric field, touching the collective consciousness of all people on our planet, out beyond the galaxies, to all beings everywhere. We are all one. We are all connected. Let us join together in this moment and send out a silent blessing. Now bring your awareness back again. Return again to your sixth chakra. Knowing that you are a unique miracle. And as you look out from this special place, see how you touch others and the impact you have in the world and where you truly belong. Knowing that this droplet of consciousness will forever be with you, this droplet from the divine, and allow the ball of energy of white light to move up and out through your crown chakra, enfolding you in arms of love, protecting you and guiding you, inspiring you, and helping you every step of your journey forevermore. Blessed be. And take a deep breath and bring your awareness slowly and gently back into the room you're in. We give thanks.
Thank you, Joan.
You're welcome.
Very beautiful as usual. Never want to come back all the way. And so Joan and I will stay on. I'm not sure how much longer Joan can stay on, but I will stay on for another few minutes if anyone wants to unmute and ask any specific questions or give any further comments about the class or the blessing that Joan did. You can *7 to unmute.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Hi. I really struggled with this one. I had a lot of resistance, I think, to actually believe that the world wasn't how I think it is, if you see what I mean. And I mean, I know, obviously, on one hand, that one manifests your own reality, but then there's another part that kind of was really resistant to, I suppose, manifesting a different reality. I don't know. And when you did the karate chop setup statements on the last round that we did, I really felt the resistance then, and found that quite upsetting. And the vows were sort of, I release this from the vow. I thought, look, you know, those are kind of like, I don't want to let it go. So I'm having a lot of resistance with this. So I don't know if you've got any ideas.
Yeah. So, you know, so first of all, it's bravo for you, because one of the hardest things for us to see and admit to is when we have consciousness about our resistance, right? And so we all experience, I don't want to let this go. I don't want life to be that different. I don't want to let go of this wound or this way of looking at the world because it's comfortable and I have a lot built around it. And so it's very difficult, and it takes a lot of courage to even feel what you're feeling, which is, I have resistance to letting this go, right? Mm-hmm. I know that some part of me knows it's a conflict, but you're actually feeling how that resistance works in you, which is a really big deal. You know, we call it the spiritual mask when people are very, very much in denial that they have resistance, that they have a lower self, that they have sort of a battle with the world or a pushback on some of this work, where they want to, you know, project that we're all spiritual and I'm all enlightened and I'm open to change. When we all have the resistance that you're talking about, right? I've come up against, you know, tapping for things, and I could feel everything in my body going, screw that. No way. I am not letting this picture that I have of the way things should be go. And it was a surprise to me. So, you know, what I want you to honor in this is the incredible strength that you have. So this is one of your gifts, which is when you dig your heels in, when you put your foot down about something, you have a tremendous amount of strength, of tenacity, of perseverance around it, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you get behind something, whether it's a view of the world that might be limited or whether it's a vision of what you want to create, you're able to hold that vision in a very tenacious and strong way. Okay, so this is your gift, but at this particular moment, you're sort of feeling the strength of it and how it's fighting against a shift, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to think, wow, I have this unbelievable gift of vision, because if we shift that vision even one or two degrees to something that you might choose, you know, I want to see the world this way. When you shift it, it will become that powerful for you, right?
Right.
So if someone come up and say to you, the world's not like that, and you'd be like, slam, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's a strength. And so what you want to do with the strength that you have is not to battle it, but to voice it, okay? Because behind the strength of that sort of refusal, you want to kind of get specific. What specifically am I refusing? What am I saying? No, this doesn't feel right to me. If you were to voice it and tap, just like you were letting that voice speak, like, no way, I don't want this. This is not right for me. This is stupid, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? If I go there, I might be vulnerable. I might be seen. I might not be safe, whatever it is. You want to voice it really loud, not fight it.
Right. Okay.
Because when you voice it, that's often where the next round of aha moments comes up and sometimes some emotion, and you'll say, I see where this is connected.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, so it's a strength and it's a battle. It means you have a tremendous amount of strength. But when it comes up like that, you know, don't judge it. Don't fight it. Tap on it like it's the truest of true and right. let it be voiced like that. And you, if you do that, you'll get more insight about what it's connected to and why mm-hmm. it's so scary, or it feels like almost like a death sometimes, like part of me is going to die. It'll feel that life or death if I let go of what is being asked of me to let go right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what, it felt like if I, it's almost like I don't want to believe that there's a positive sort of, I can create a positive manifestation of things out there, because what if that's not true? It's sort of like that. Or what if my belief is right or wrong at the moment?
what if I get my hopes up? And so it's often around sort of that vulnerability, or that I'll be disappointed, and that's going to be way too painful. You know, we've talked about in earlier classes, if something feels very impossible to you, mm-hmm. then you won't let yourself want it.
Right.
Because that would be stupid. If it's impossible and wanting it's just going to bring me pain. You probably have a very active, very strong sixth chakra dominance in your life. And it's like, if I start to shift the way I see the world and really believe I manifest my reality, that's really going to make me vulnerable.
Yeah.
That really might bring some pain. So there's a wounding story in there of an earlier time when you believed and you hoped and you got beaten down. Something bad happened.
Right.
Okay. You know, sometimes that can be the most traumatic things, is when we really believed and then we were, at the time it felt like disappointed or we failed somehow because we so believed. It's like an extra level onto a painful trauma.
Right.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So you can search around in there.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. That's really helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. But don't go changing the strength of, don't go changing your strength. That we're keeping. You know, the sixth chakra, this idea of I manifest my reality, we all want to believe it, and sometimes it's scary, and sometimes we think we believe it, but there's a part of us that doesn't. You know, you just want to honor that if you look around in your life, most of us don't know many people who really, truly do believe I manifest my reality. There's a lot of people who want to believe it, but it's, we often don't have in our life someone very strong and solid that says, I believe I manifest my reality, and I have proven that to myself over and over and over in my life. Now, that's where I use inspirational people for me, John Assaroff and Bob Proctor and people like that who have lived it and truly congruently hold that sixth chakra belief, I manifest my reality. And when I'm around people like that, I can borrow some of their belief. You know, so when I listen to them speak, when I study them, when I read them, it reinforces in that moment, I have a moment of reconnect with, I really think I do manifest my reality. But until we have each of us amassed enough evidence of that, because you have a lot of evidence that you don't manifest your reality, it's hard, it's work. And so give yourself some credit for that. It's not like you're surrounded by people in your life who congruently carry that energy. You have to go seeking it. And that's where, you know, that's why I love to use some of the tools of people like Bob Proctor and John Assaroff and the Mind Movies type of tools, where it really reminds me and it puts me back in that state of, yes, this is possible. Again, I like to have as many moments of it as I can every day. Can I stay there 24 hours a day? You know, no, I am too human for that. I am not an ascended master. nor do I plan to become one in the very near or far future. I like being human and my human friends way too much. Thank you, everyone. Next week is our last class on the seventh chakra. Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you again, Jones. Beautiful.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.